Weapons of Mass Discussion.
Tonight. This evening. This afternoon. We changed times.
It's only 5 o'clock.
I'm so used to saying tonight. and
now. Evening.
All right, anyway. Criminal justice thing on campus.
Big news. Big events.
Oh, yeah. Hosted on campus locally here. It's exciting. Also, ex-Attorney General... Oh, I'm sorry. Attorney General Gonzalez. And lies. Iran, the whole British thing. We're going to get into that.
We're going to tear that up.
Yeah. Issue of pets on campus. That's going to be interesting.
About that.
Not related to us at all.
Not at all.
At all. No personal experience there.
Nothing.
Also, TV. Our levels are maxing out. I don't know why.
Yeah. TV shows.
TV shows. Serialized TV shows. Lost.
We're Heroes.
That. Heroes. Also, The Swinging Bridge. There's lots of stuff in there we could talk about. But and anything you want to talk about.
All tonight.
All tonight. Give us a call. Extension 5351 on campus. If you're off campus, 796-5351. And,
or
you get on the air.
You could IM us.
These mics are terrible.
V-requests.
I don't get it. V-requests, that's correct.
No, see, you just need the headphones turned up.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
See how
Maybe.
Much, see how much louder you are than me?
Well, it seems like... Okay. Well, it seems like it maxes out every once in a while. For no reason. I don't get it. Anyway, that's all we're going to talk about today. Tonight. This evening. This afternoon.
And
what? And a guest.
Well, we have to plug.
We have a guest,
we
right?
We have to plug next week's show.
Not next week's show.
No, we
I
won't.
I told you the date, and somehow that went over your head.
You said
it's
the 14th.
It's on the 14th.
When's that? Is that 2 weeks from now?
What's today's date?
Oh, today's
the
31st.
So next week's going to be 14 days long.
So next week's...
2 weeks from now.
We'll plug 2 weeks from now, show.
The 14th. We have break next week.
We're
not going to be here.
Easter
break.
Special days.
Like Easter.
Four-day weekend.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. Well, it's actually a six-day weekend for me, but...
Well, that's because you don't
I don't have classes on Tuesday, Thursday.
So, you come back...
Yeah, we're going to come back on Tuesday. Sorry, I'm going to be back Wednesday. Well, I'm not going to go at all.
So, you're going to have Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Monday.
So, anyway, the week after that, we're going to have a special show, and we want as much... participation on your part in any way on your in your part
almost in any way
as possible. What we're going to do on the 13th, Friday the 13th. Maybe that's on purpose. Anyway, Equality Ride, as many of you may know, is coming to campus. Now, Equality Ride.
Wait a minute. Who?
Equality Ride. They ride around. Okay. Anyway, they ride around to colleges. Maybe it's Christian colleges. I don't know.
It's any college that has a...
policy or stance against...
Homosexuals.
Homosexuality, transsexuality. I mean, you name any one of those things. Anything outside of the traditional norm that the college takes a stance against, the Equality Ride comes by to oppose that, basically. That's the basic gist of it anyway.
Pick it.
That's going to be happening. They're going to come to our campus because we have... several things. In the Community Covenant, I think it's part of the Community Covenant, and I think there may be other parts of the school's, paperwork, official stuff that takes a stance against homosexuality, and that's what they're going to be They're going to be here to oppose that on that Friday. And on Saturday, we're going to have a big show about this. We're going to have one or two, I think it's two, maybe more, representatives from Equality Ride on the show.
And they're going to talk to us.
We're going to try and find a representative from the college. I guess someone on that board, the board that's going to be not inviting Equality Ride here, but they're going to be organizing it. Probably someone from there on to react to the interview we just did, as well as just the issues in general. And then we're going to have, if we can, time for your calls.
Hopefully.
And one thing I want to... do though is if you have questions or comments that you want to send in for us to read while we have the representatives from Equality Right on the program, you can go ahead and email us. Email us.
WMD Radio. Right?
WMDRadio@gmail.com.
Good old Gmail. What are they up to now? Three gigs?
2.8. And Yahoo's infinite.
Infinite. That's not possible.
That's what it said.
They lie.
Anyway, the reason we are splitting it up like that, otherwise, you know, we'd have one big forum if we could, but we can't because of technology. The technology we have is not good enough to have more than one person on the phone
at once.
So we can't take your calls while they're on the air, unfortunately, but we will have time for your calls on that show, and definitely going to take your questions and comments at, again, WMDRadio@gmail.com, and we will bring those up in the interview for sure.
They could IM us, too, during the session.
You want to do a three-hour show for that time?
No.
No?
We only get paid for two.
One, we don't get paid at all.
Oh.
Well, that way we could have one for Quality Ride, one for the representative from the college, and then one for questions.
I guess. We could.
It'd be good. But anyway, we're going to at least have a two-hour show.
All right.
So that's what's going on.
That should be interesting.
It's a lot going on.
Well, what are we looking at tonight? Let's open it up.
You bring up an article you found in the last 5 minutes.
that's radio, baby. That's how we do it.
No, it's not. You have to sound smooth. You have to have puns and rhyming words. Top of the hour, orange. Oh, crap. You know,
you
get fired.
What needs to rhyme?
Anything you say.
How many ways do you think there are to destroy the Earth?
At least 1,700,000.
Well,
I don't think I said that right.
I only think there's 10.
Well, that website is the worst website ever.
What?
Live Science. It's actually not a bad website, but the organization of the website, the actual layout, is hideous. I will not go to, unless it's really interesting, I won't look at anything on that website anymore.
Minimum amount of time until the Earth is destroyed by natural means. 25 years.
You gotta stop playing around with my friggin' sounds, man.
I don't believe
inappropriate.
That. Why this guy does not? What this guy does not? I don't believe it. Who is going to destroy?
How many ways can the Earth be destroyed? Figure it out tonight. Weapons of mass discussion.
Is it one? Is it two? Perhaps five.
We're going to be as sensationalistic as possible.
Maybe it's 10. 10 ways.
This is CNN.
Actually,
that's how you destroy
incorrect.
The Earth. That's how you destroy the Earth. CNN.
College Radio.
You talked over it. You can't do that.
I did.
This is WVMM. Messiah. 90.7, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, I got that right this time.
Messiah College.
Messiah College Radio.
90.7 FM.
Grantham Harrisburg.
Nice.
Here to talk with you.
Oh.
Speaking of which.
Who's talking?
Yeah, I'm going to take a break here.
All right, I won't.
I got a call here, all right, so I'm going
to
take it.
Let's look at the top 10 ways to
enjoy
destroy the
crap.
Earth. The top 10 ways. Let's get some, matches left. Me on my own. All right, top 10. Number 10, total existence failure. That doesn't even make any sense. You will need nothing because you will die. Wow, this website is bad. Let's go to number 9. Gobbled up by strangulates? Nope, not sensationalist enough. Sucked into a microscopic black hole. Sucked into a microscopic black hole.
Likely to happen. No, I haven't read any of
how
it because Live Science is a terrible website.
How do you have a microscopic black hole? That doesn't make any sense.
It's tiny. That's why it's called a singularity.
I'm appalled by this.
A singularity?
Let's go to something real.
No, you're doing a bad. See, I organized this show.
Where?
Like.
Where?
4 days in advance.
Where is it?
And you just browse Dig, which you say you hate. And
I
you
do.
And you look for things
I
just to talk
it.
About. Whereas I have things
it.
That are
well, give me
pertinent.
The list. Give me the list.
No.
Oh. Well, then how am I supposed to talk about the pertinent things if you won't give me the list?
Because I emailed you it.
No, you didn't.
You didn't print it out, so when it's
did
not
you
my fault.
You didn't give me an email.
Of course I did.
When?
I CC'd it to you.
Oh, yeah, that's
we have
right.
to submit these topics to the college because...
But you know I deleted
it. We talk about anything they don't like, then they can reject it. So, although we proposed a quality ride show, and they were fine with that.
Well,
so.
They like that because it's a current event.
So, anyway... CJ thing on campus. Criminal justice thing on campus.
Good times. Big conference.
Is it going to bring in... How many students do you think it's going to bring in because it was hosted here?
Well, not that many.
Really?
Yeah.
I saw a few prospective people around.
Well, I mean, there was like, what? How many people...
Okay, I saw four, but, you know. What?
Couple hundred
people at the conference?
Well, yeah, maybe 200 at most. At most.
Oh, it's going to bring in 200 students?
It already happened. It brought in 200 students.
Really?
Yeah. It's the students and administrators.
No, I don't mean like faculty. How many people are there. I mean like how many people are going to enroll at Masai.
No, none of them. There are. You already have to be a student or a staff member at a different
school. So what's the point of hosting it at Masai?
Because it's a state organization.
It's a state. And
last year they had
the only people
Penn
who
State.
Came were Masai students.
No, there was they're from colleges all around Pennsylvania.
So why didn't they transfer?
Because it was.
Isn't
just
the whole point to get people to come to Masai?
No, that's not
college?
The point of the conference. The point of the conference is to explore issues in criminal justice.
But why host it at Masai if there's no reason to host it at Masai? You see what I mean?
Because it's cheap. They have to host it at a college because they need the classroom space, and they hosted it at Masai this year. Last year they held it at Penn State Harrisburg.
Okay, I see. Yeah. I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm. So it's just boring, basically.
No, it's not. Okay. Well,
no, I have it as one of the five things we're gonna talk
there
about.
There wasn't five Cylon topics. Cylon topics.
Yeah. Well, you haven't watched the show enough to know
what
I'm talking
about.
That's
too much Battlestar Scratchalactica for me.
Scratchalactica. Yeah, you say that because it's the name of a song. It's
a good song.
Yeah, it's very original. Mm-hmm. So boring.
Mm-hmm. Well,
like you told me that you wanted to talk about this.
I didn't say I wanted to.
It's
I put it on the list because we needed topics.
But the listeners.
What about them?
They need to call 5351 if they're off campus, 796-5351.
Maybe if somebody went to the conference, they could call. Give us a little.
That's a good point. If you attended, give us a call. And if you didn't, give us a call.
If you hated it, if you loved it, if you're like, eh. Now, I hear some panels, there are different panels at these conferences,
right,
didn't
right.
even have anybody show up to them.
Really?
I heard that happen.
I did hear that. I heard that happened, yeah.
I heard some people got out of presenting, specifically students, because...
That's very interesting. I find that,
whoa!
We have a call.
All right, let's take it.
All right. Oh, hello.
Wait. Privacy.
Hello?
Hello?
Hold on a second, caller. Can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead and turn that down a little bit.
I think the output's
co-host. Yeah, it sounds that way.
Okay, that's all.
We got a little feedback, maybe. Can you turn your radio down, please, if you have one? Okay. So what's on your mind, caller?
Well, I was at the conference today.
Uh-huh.
And it was really, really interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
It didn't sound very interesting, but I'm willing to hear anything and everything that you have to say about it.
The one I went to, like, I only went to one panel, and it was the internship.
Uh-huh.
Internship?
Yes.
Panel? So they talked about internships.
Yeah, okay.
And that was really cool. But then when I had to present, no one showed up.
Really?
No one showed up to my presentation. So my whole panel, we were just sat there and looked at each other for a half hour.
Wow, that's surprising.
And you at least
about internships. I mean, you get to be like a detective or something.
You at least
you solve mysteries and murders.
No, that's not what happens.
It's not that cool.
Now, caller, you at least
I got a free game on my Dropbox. I'm
you
leaving.
At least it presented to the people in your panel, right? To try to get something.
Oh yes, yes. We did present to the our fellow students who are presenting. We
uh-huh.
let them know about our papers.
Yeah, but that makes
okay.
sense.
Okay. Yeah, it does.
So that it wasn't like a total waste of our time.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, it was good. I went to the one last year. The one last year, I guess since I didn't know what to expect, it was a little more interesting.
Right.
And also, I really didn't feel like getting up all that early to go to this one this morning.
Wasn't it like 7 to 3 or something?
Really?
Like that?
Yeah. It was
7 to 3.
In the 7 a.m. to 3 p.m.
That's fun.
Yeah. Well.
I think I spent that long doing chapel tapes. I'm sorry.
Totally different subject.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I also am on chapel probation, so I can feel for
chapel
you.
Chapel probation.
Yeah.
It's
now,
not too bad.
Now, wait a minute.
Too,
you're
though.
A criminal justice person. Shouldn't you be, like, upholding the law? Why are you on a probation of any kind?
Because they don't have probation officers, chapel probation officers.
I see. This intermediate sanction, if you will, is not keeping you in line.
Yeah, it doesn't really work.
There's no incentive.
Yep.
Don't tell Brian Smith that.
There's nobody to come knock on your door at 9:30 in the morning and say, probation! Go to chapel.
I don't know. Brian Smith might. I don't think he's an early riser, though.
Well, he does go to chapel every day.
Me. Well, obvious. No, I don't think so.
No? So you think he stays there?
I think even folks like himself go when they have to, when they have to speak. But
well, that's just like us. We go when we have to, which is rare. Which is rare.
That's a good software game company. They made that GoldenEye game for the N64. That was a really good game.
I remembered that. That was a good game. Anyway, back to CJ. Now,
wait, was that your name, caller?
Caller.
Oh, criminal justice. Okay, I got it.
Caller, how many panels did you go to?
Well, I only went to one.
Only one.
But well, if you count mine, I went to two.
You went to two.
What?
Okay.
I think I get that.
I get it. Did you learn anything?
Well, the first one, 90% of it I had already heard in class when my professor forced them to show up. And the second one, I learned about some stuff from my fellow criminal justice students.
Mm-hmm. That's always good when you can learn from fellow students, if you will. But
what else are you going to call them, if you will?
Co-employees. did you stay the whole time? How was the food? Was that Lottie catered?
It was.
I was
going to
ask that.
It was pretty good. They had the filled shells.
Ooh, that does sound good.
That sounds delicious.
They were pretty good.
How was the dessert? Did they have any dessert?
Not really. They're usually
pretty good, though, when they're good. You know, when they're there.
Well, yeah, I mean, sometimes. Not all the time. Now, you're CJ.
Yes.
Go on.
I'm a senior CJ major.
Senior CJ major.
Senior.
So when you graduate, you're going to be, like, hitting up the law enforcement world.
That is affirmative.
Going to be cracking down on some felons.
Now, are you going to be the good cop or are you going to be the bad cop?
Well, it depends on who goes into work that day.
Oh, okay, I see.
I can be either. You know, I can be a good cop or
now,
I can be a bad
I've seen
cop.
Someone be both. It was interesting.
I have too.
I don't think he was a cop, but he was playing the bad cop role and the good cop role at once.
It's not effective. You need two
people.
It's
not. It's kind of schizophrenic. I may or may not be using that term correctly.
Schizo?
Phrenic.
Doesn't that just mean you have dual personalities?
No, that's dual personalities.
Oh. Well, look at
multiple personalities, sorry.
I passed Psych 101.
Really?
Yes.
You passed it by in the hallway?
Yeah, when I skipped
probably.
It.
Probably. Oh, when you skipped it? You walked by? Now, that's pretty rude. I mean, you know, if you're going to skip a class, you might as well just not be around.
But, caller, how did you feel when nobody showed up to your panel?
That's well, there was a strange sense of relief, but also, you know, it was kind of disappointing.
Relief because, you know, you were nervous about presenting.
Yeah, I was nervous about presenting, but it was kind of really, you know, relieving when I felt relief, but also I felt, like, disappointed that no one wanted to come hear my presentation.
Why do you think that was? I mean, these are professionals, right? I mean, you're an
undergrad. There were a lot of people there, weren't there?
You're an undergrad, and who's mostly showing up, like, professors, doctorates, and master degree students.
Yeah, well, compared, like, looking at the line of when we were supposed to speak, there was, like, 5 doctorates, 2 masters, and...
So you're kind of like...
We were low on the totem pole.
Nobody wants to see that. They want to hear.
Pull.
They want to hear what Dr. You know, Kaczynski has
Dr.
to say about.
Kaczynski.
Has to say about like.
That came out of nowhere.
If it bleeds, it leads.
Yeah, so that sounds interesting. What is that?
I believe it had something to do with media and how they look for gory stories. How they'll throw them out there first because
sensationalist value.
Better.
Now, do you think something like that turns around and affects the CJ system?
Probably in some way it does. But I couldn't exactly tell you exactly how it does.
You couldn't?
Well, I haven't studied it enough.
Oh, okay.
Now.
Well, studying helps. What? Now, where was this? What was that? Where was this here conference on campus?
It was in the Jordan Klein building.
Now, that's not the best representation of what Masai College has to offer, wouldn't you? I mean, they're nice buildings, but, I mean, we're talking, like, you know, have a president, something like that, a state association. Why wouldn't make that in Boyer?
Well, unfortunately, there was another conference going on in Boyer today.
What conference?
I don't know. I was so upset, I didn't even bother to even look at that one.
Oh, man. It was probably, like, Pennsylvania Association of... I don't know, wildlife preserve, something nobody cares about.
What? Did they meet to find out who owns these glasses?
Yeah, I don't know.
There's a pair of sunglasses in the studio, again.
Still.
They've been here for 4 months.
It doesn't matter.
Well, it matters to me because they're kind of annoying.
But anyway,
They're not good enough to, like, steal.
Thanks,
I mean,
caller.
Borrow. Yeah, thank you for your call.
I mean, good luck with the CJ business and arresting felons and taking out people.
Okay. You know,
don't get those pot smokers.
I will.
Throw them in jail. We don't need any of them anymore.
Jails or?
Well, no, we need jails.
Are you sure?
We need prison. Because some people just, you know, they don't need to be on the street. They need not to be on the street. They're too messed up.
I guess.
And I think it's, for some people, prison's a deterrent. I think a lot of people, your everyday people, think it is.
I think most people don't think they're going to get caught.
Yeah, well, that's the
idea. I mean, if they know they're going to get caught, you will be sent to prison. Hey, I probably won't do this.
But I think for a majority of people...
I think I found a microphone thing that works, finally.
What'd you do?
It got stuck.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah.
I hope the wire snaps or breaks there.
Snaps? It's going to snap.
I hope it bends out of position.
Bends?
Yeah.
Well, it's a wire. I mean, it's supposed to bend. That's the whole point.
But, I mean, you have it pinched against the console.
It's not pinched.
Uh-huh.
It's just resting. I would say resting.
Oh, you're right. It's good. Well, turn that
off.
That's
unnecessary.
We don't need any light in here. Light is not necessary in the studio. What? Yep. All right. Give me that piece of paper.
Oh, yeah. No.
No?
Oh. Check your email.
All right, hold on.
Okay.
I probably deleted it.
I was kidding. I was half kidding. So anyway.
Now, do you think people have come here for a conference like that, and they're like, whoa, nice campus.
It is a nice campus, though.
But they're like, you could have held this.
The creek is nice,
building. It smells, though. Well, that's a whole nother topic.
Yes.
Is that even on here?
No.
Anything?
You put that in your suggestions, and I thought it was stupid.
Why?
I wasn't about to send to, you know, our superiors at the station a list of things like Attorney General Gonzalez, British sailors captured, poop factory. I don't think they would get it.
I didn't write poop. I write poop.
I don't think they would get it.
Poop factory.
I don't think the FCC would understand it.
The FCC doesn't need to understand. Listen.
Speaking of which, I have a
There's a wastewater treatment plant downriver, down creek.
Down by the river.
Down creek. It's where Whitmer is, right across there in the creek. And it smells really, 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 really bad. Really, really, really bad. I mean, I live in Mellinger, and last night
I came back in the apartment last night.
In Mellinger, and the entire place smelled
now,
like waste.
I couldn't smell it in the apartment.
Sewage.
I couldn't smell it in the apartment, but when you go outside, it's...
Yeah, I mean, it just hits
it's
you.
It's obvious.
It's disgusting. Now, it's a shame to come onto a nice campus like this and then have
that
it
is
smell
true.
Like the opposite of nice.
Why do they have to have that thing there?
It's processing our waste.
But why
water.
There?
I don't know.
I mean?
I don't know. Have you ever seen it?
Yeah.
It's disgusting. Have you ever seen it, like, processing?
No.
Process? It's pretty...
I don't know why
well,
I would want
picture
to
picture the most disgusting
processing.
Color you can imagine, and picture that color coming out of pipes bubbling over into a pool.
But...
That's what's going on over there. and then smelling like that color. It's really gross.
I think you have synesthesia or something. I'm surprised I actually said that
that's
correctly.
That's what happens when you take LSD, isn't it? Your senses, like, get replaced.
No, you get thrown in jail.
Oh, well, besides
difference.
That.
A slight difference.
But, I mean, really, you got to wear, like, a nose plug when you go outside. It's disgusting.
I don't care.
You wouldn't care.
I really don't care. It wasn't really a joke, but I played the joke sound. You know. So anyway.
Well, there was no joke.
So we're moving
down
the
list. Actually just some dead air there. There was no joke.
What are you talking about? I said the joke.
What joke?
I don't remember.
Let's keep talking about the poop.
Okay.
The poo-poo plan.
No. Let's move on.
All right. To what?
Attorney General Gonzalez.
Now, didn't she go to Messiah College, one of the people involved with that?
The poop factory?
No, not the... Well, the poo factory goes here.
Oh, that's right.
One of the people... It's in the Swinging Bridge. It's on the front page.
Is it?
For once, there is news on the front page of the Swinging
NC
Bridge.
NC alumna.
No, wait. Wait, until we move on. Look at the front page of the Swinging Bridge, the top article. It says, Residence Life Modifies Housing Procedures.
This is great.
What does it say? To avoid mishaps?
To prevent mishaps.
And then what's the picture next to it? People gutting
I know, I know. Here's the thing, though. In case you haven't read The Swinging Bridge, which is our local newspaper for the podcast listeners, mm-hmm. who probably also go to... Residence Life modifies housing procedures to prevent mishaps. Now, what this means is they made the whole thing online last year.
Oh, man.
They screwed it up. And now, to prevent mishaps, they go back to the old system, and they call it an improvement. It's not an improvement.
Didn't they Didn't they go back to the whole system where you have to wait in line?
It's for the apartments. I think for dorms it's online, but it's like, you know, iTunes improves DRM service and opens up a physical CD store. It's not an improvement.
It seems kind of retro.
The digital online, that's good. Mm-hmm. They just screwed it up, but instead of like making it work. They go back to standing in line and everything else, and it's called an improvement. And they write a whole article, two-part article about it.
All right, let's get on to the one below. What about Gonzalez? What's going on with that? I don't even know. What's he on trial for?
I haven't read this article, though.
No.
Do you want to read it?
No.
I don't know what that was.
I don't know either.
Lied about the firing.
Didn't the second secretary lie? I mean, say I don't remember like 100-something times.
That's correct. The basic thing is, what do you know about this? Let's have you sum it up because you probably know it better than I do.
I don't know anything.
Attorney General Gonzalez.
Uh-huh.
Lied about the firings of the attorneys.
Federal judges. Federal
prosecutors.
They weren't
prosecutors. Because he said the reason was that they were not up to par. Their performance wasn't good, but their performance record was fine.
What they were doing
almost
what
not,
they
not
were doing
blameless,
weren't doing
but they were good, good enough.
They want them to start like indicting
they were not,
Democrats,
quote, loyal Bushies.
Office. Yeah, they weren't indicting Democrats who were running for office for like certain crimes or whatever, and like stupid little crimes to make them look bad,
right?
Which they want
and the,
them to do.
The big thing is that
they weren't doing.
Gonzalez said that it was because of their performance, and it wasn't.
Oh, I mean, essentially, he wasn't.
Their performance was
he
fine.
He wasn't performing how they wanted to them perform, but they were performing. They were doing their job. What he wanted them to do was not ethical.
Right.
So now he's
and
getting
they serve
shammy.
At the pleasure of the president. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of irrelevant because he lied about it. I mean, you know, if you're allowed to fire them no matter what, you know, you fired them no matter what. Big deal. Anyway.
No. Take it. Who is it?
I don't know.
Let me see. Oh. Now, the big question we have to get to is why is it on the front page of the Swinging Bridge? Hold on. Let me get a hold of the paper. Yeah, the thing is that... There's some ex-Messiah graduate, a Messiah graduate, a Messiah alumni, whatever you want to call them, who is involved in this whole storm of political mess going on in the news right now. She went here, but she got her master's degree from Regent University. So we can say that we're removed from this person and her unethical dealings. And because, you know, she went into another school before she got that job. But I think it's funny because professors are getting calls from the media in Washington wondering about this girl, about the classes she took, about the professors, and, like, you know, trying to get a background on her. And it kind of looks bad for the school because here's this lady who's involved in this mess, and she went to Messiah College. You know, shouldn't she be the epitome, the echelon of righteousness in Washington, D.C. if she went to Messiah College? Now, I think we can wash our hands clean of that by saying, no. After Messiah, she went to Regent and just kind of beat around the bush like that. You know, play a little political game. But it's kind of funny at the same time because we're going to get this media attention, possibly, because, what's her name? Monica Goodling's her name. That sounds like a name that would be messed up in a political mess, if you ask me. We're going to get this media attention, but it's going to be negative. And on top of, like, the whole equality thing coming here, I mean, I think Messiah is really under the gun lately. And we haven't even done anything, really. You know, what have we done is the school has done? We're just trying to educate people and, you know, keep a good name for ourselves. And, you know, some person screws it up by getting messed up with these Republicans and their whole fiasco. That's not our problem. Plus, she went to Regent University afterwards. So that's where she learned how to be bad. See, Regent University brainwashed her into being evil. Messiah College, you know, we were, you know, taught her the ways, the good ways, but after Regent, you know, who knows? I think that's a good way to, you know, shunt that question. But, I mean, imagine your Messiah professors getting calls from the media in Washington asking about Monica Goodling. I think that's hilarious. I think I would just be like, no comment. Who did she take classes with? Professor Curry, I think. Dr. Curry. She was I think she was sociology or politics, something in the humanities, sciences here. But I don't remember if she stood trial. She's about to stand trial because of this whole fiasco. And I'm running out of wind here because my co-host is gone. I think he's trying to set up something technical. But I think it's going to be a little overblown, you know. Oh, no, Messiah alumni in the news. Big deal. You know, people mess up. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where they're from, where they went to school. You know, they're individuals. They don't speak for all of us when they go in front of Congress and lie, which she might do. Hopefully she won't, but she might. You know, that doesn't say anything about the rest of the people that go to the school. It shouldn't. But I think people are going to take that on, you know? They could see that and then they go, oh, Messiah College, don't go there. That's where that liar came from. Who cares? You know, liars come from all faces of the planet, all walks of life around here. It doesn't matter if she went to Messiah. And she might not even lie. Maybe she'll tell the dead-on truth and get them all thrown in jail. How would that look for us? Then we would look awesome. Not as far as the politicians are concerned. They'd probably be really mad. But good thing we're not state-funded. I think... Oh, he's back. He's back.
That's correct.
Where'd you go?
We have an in-house guest.
We have an in-house guest.
That we're going to try and hook up. Little technical difficulties like headphones in the other studio or it's like a lot of white noise. But anyway.
Wasn't that a movie?
Terrible movie.
Who is that with? Who is that with? I don't remember. We'll look it up. Did you cue something? Because all the white noise moved to my right ear. Okay, that works. Is that the news feed? It's cued,
yeah.
Though. It's cued. It's not on.
Try to make room for all this.
All right, ready?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm going to move his levels up. We're gonna do a little on-air hoop-a-joop here. There we go. Oop. Just tear it down. Ha ha! We did it. Oh, White Noise was in 2005. Oh, there's 2004, too. Oh, no.
Can you hear this?
Hello.
Hello.
Brandon, what's up?
Oh, how's it going, Zach? It's a wonderful day.
Isn't it? Isn't it nice out today? What is that? What is that feedback?
It's beautiful.
Did you hear that? Hey, B-Shade.
Yes?
Could you try, just for a second, turning off the on-air feed? Press the button that's lit up. It should be red. All right. Now talk to us.
Now talk.
Hello.
Okay,
hello.
That's good. That's much better.
But he can't hear us.
I turn off the red button.
Turn it back on.
Yeah, that just must be feedback. There's a lot of feedback. Well, we'll deal with it. Maybe it's just louder in our headphones than it is in real life. What is
maybe.
That doesn't make any sense.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, Brandon.
Yes.
What do you think of this whole Gonzalez thing? This whole Messiah alumni caught up in this Gonzalez thing. I mean, they're blowing it up. You know, she went to Messiah College. Oh my gosh, you know she's so unethical and immoral. Caught up in this whole political scandal. You know, Messiah College. She makes us look bad. Blah blah blah. What do you think?
Well, pretty much anywhere you go, Messiah's going to follow you.
Ow. That's feedback.
Since we're at Messiah right now,
I have an idea. Excuse me for a second.
What? Maybe are there speakers on in there?
I'm going to try using the production room.
All right. Well, anyway, keep talking, Brandon.
So basically, she just made a decision, and now she might have gotten caught up into some stuff, and
it has nothing to do with Messiah College, right?
No, just because she went to Messiah doesn't mean that, you know, we're all going to turn out to be
evil little cretins, you know, working for Washington. But at the same time, can you picture your professors getting phone calls from the media in Washington about this? People who had Monica Goodling as their professor, you know, getting calls. Oh, what do you think of Monica Goodling?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Does it have feedback?
Actually, I can't tell until you turn off Brandon's mic.
Have Brandon turn his thing off for a second.
I know.
Hold
that
on. You know they've gotten calls.
I know a professor who got a phone call from D.C. newspapers.
That's just funny. All right, hold on a second, Brandon.
Matt, now what do you think? You know, what's going on?
Am I on the air?
You're on the air, and you sound great.
Is there no feedback?
There's none.
Let's move Brandon over here.
All right, you tell him that.
All right, hey, Brandon.
He can't hear you.
He can now. Brandon.
Yes.
Can you hear Matt?
Hey, B-Shade.
He can't hear you. Brandon, go move into the room behind you where Matt is.
Okay.
He's waving at you. Go move in there.
Okay, I'll just DC this then.
Cool.
Whatever
Thanks,
that word means.
I don't know what that means.
Brandon actually knows a professor that got a phone call. I mean,
What's
I was
up with
just,
that?
You know, thinking hypothetically, but I can't believe it actually happened. That's hilarious.
Okay.
Think of the goofiest professor you know on this campus. You know.
Yeah.
And think of, you know, some writer from Washington calling and being like, did you have Monica Goodling as a student?
Yes.
Hold
on,
sure. Her performance. Did she ever show any signs of being Satan? You know.
Work on now.
Who cares? It's not a big deal. People get caught up in this stuff all the time, and hopefully, I mean, if they're saying what's going on with Gonzalez, you know, trying to get firing those DAs because they weren't properly investigating the Democrats that he wanted investigated or whatever for his political agenda, then that'd be great. But I highly, highly doubt any of these people are going to sit in jail. Highly doubt
it. So are our technical problems fixed?
Yeah, but what feed is that?
No, the other one. Okay, so can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you loud.
Oh, Brandon.
All right.
Hey.
Okay, you need to go turn up his output, because that's not loud enough.
Okay.
I'll do it. You talk.
Okay, it should be mic one all the way on the left. Okay. Anyway, I don't know what we're talking about, so I'm just going to talk about talking about things. Oh, we're going to talk about Monica Lewinsky, I guess. Old news. But, you know, some people just really, they don't like Clinton. And no matter what, you know, they're just going to bring up the past and just kind of delve into all this, not even controversial anymore, issues.
And they're just gonna blab and blab.
Okay,
right?
You got the same effect now.
I do.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
I don't know what you just did, but
hold on, I'm gonna tweak this stuff.
All right.
I mean,
this is interesting.
It's just like an on-air test the whole time.
Yeah, a very informal show.
Well, kind of, but at the same time.
What'd you do?
What I do?
Yeah, what did you do?
I only moved the levels up. That's all I did. I just turned the mic level up. Maybe it's the output.
Hello.
Yeah, it's better now.
Really?
Is it still recording into Audition?
Yeah, it's not as,
it is just as loud.
Now it's back, or now it's gone.
Is it gone?
Yeah, but now I can't hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Is it clear? Hold on.
Well, this has been interesting so far.
Hold on.
So we're talking about Monica Lewinsky.
Monica Goodling.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Monica Goodling is? Does it sound better now?
A little bit.
I'm not quite as loud as you are, but
no,
it works.
I guess.
I mean, I can kind of look at you through the glass, and it's fun. Hello.
yeah.
Well, I mean, think of it. She went to Regent after this, right?
I don't know what that is.
Regent University. She got her master's there.
I still get that effect.
It must be just there must be something in the wiring.
Yeah. Okay, I'll tell you what. I will be in that studio, and you both can come around here.
What studio? There we go.
Over here.
Whoa, that's weird.
Yeah, but I can't turn you up very loud, otherwise it'll max out again. See what I mean?
What, does that help? Is
no.
it louder?
No.
Hello, Matt.
Same effect.
That's weird.
Not as pronounced. Oh, there it is. Yeah. See, I'll work over here.
Okay.
Try and fix it.
Well.
Get you folks, because it's pumping the on-air feed back into the on-air feed, and that's the problem. So, anyway, Monica Lewis, or no, not Monica, whatever her name is.
Goodling, Matt.
Goodling, sorry. BJ, you can come on in here. And I'll work out over here, because it shouldn't matter what studio you use at all.
But I think it's funny.
He can come back in.
I think it's funny that the
Monica... He can come back over here.
Well, tell him to come back over here.
He can come back over here. Yeah.
I mean, I think it's funny that the Monica Goodling thing happens at the feet of this criminal justice conference.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
Especially since...
Because, I mean, she's in that...
Bill Clinton
lied. The echelon of the criminal justice system. She's in front of Congress right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, if they can pwn anybody, it can be, you know, Congress.
Right. I'm out. No. In here. Okay. Well, you know, some technical things.
Well, you know.
And I'm out, and I'm going to be testing stuff. I'll be back soon, hopefully.
Brandon. Brandon, what has this college come to when someone like Monica Goodling, a good student, a smart student, a good girl, gets caught up in Washington scandals? What does it mean? What are we doing with our students? Shouldn't they know better? I mean, wouldn't a real Christian not even be involved in this system? I don't... What do you think? I mean, after all, what they teach us.
It's all restorative. So.
It's what? How?
You have to be in restorative justice.
And then you'll know. Do you think she can be restored? I mean, they talked about that at the CJ conference, right?
Everyone can be restored, Zach.
Everybody?
Everybody.
Well, Monica Goodling probably needs some. We don't know. Maybe she doesn't know anything. Maybe she was, I mean, she was a name that was out there, and now they're looking at her. But I'm not hearing a whole lot about her. I think maybe she skipped country or something like that.
That, or maybe it was her bosses, and they're just trying to place the blame.
Yeah, maybe they're trying to pass it off. Be like, we didn't do anything. It was our secretaries. But it's not like Monica Goodling can fire anybody, you know? They could say... that she was the one that was on the whole, you know, trying to get the Democrats indicted, and they weren't getting indicted, and then gave false information to Gonzalez, and that's why he fired them, because of this false information. But, come on. I mean, come on. Like, I mean, these people don't, you know, they don't work from the bottom up like that. They're gonna go for the top people and try to get what they can out of these top people and get them to work like they want to work. Did he just, like, die?
I think his ears are going to start bleeding here soon.
I wonder what happened. I wish you could tell us what happened.
I think it's soundproof glass.
Good thing, because I don't want to hear whatever he heard. Matt's on the other side of the glass, and he just tweaked and threw his headphones off. Something must have came through. We're having a little technical difficulty here. But good thing this studio still works, because we can still talk.
Yeah.
Now, we're looking for some callers here. You got any comments on Miss Goodling and her little Justice Department fiasco here? You can call us at 717-796-5351. Or if you're on campus, sitting in your room, bored, just 5351. Or if you're too lazy to get up from your computer and you're on AIM, you can just IM us at vrequests. And if you are too lazy to bother to think at all, vrequest is VREQUESTS. It's plural. And that's it. You can email us, but at WMD Radio. We're not going to check that, probably. Matt's still alive. That's a good sign.
That's a good thing, really.
That's a really. I mean, we're happy for him.
But if anyone can figure it out, I think it could be Matt.
Hopefully, you never know. Yeah. What's he doing? Put me on cue, he says. Which one is he? Okay. Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, no, you're not. You're on cue. Which is funny because I'm talking to you, but the other people on air can't hear you. Well, Matt's asking how it sounds, and I think it sounds good. No, it doesn't. Let's put you on air and find out. Hello, Matt.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, it sounds crystal clear, brother.
It does it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice job.
Guess what?
What?
I had my eardrums blown out.
What happened?
It was the master volume over here for the headphones was turned up to 5, and the headphone volume was turned up to 2. And something happened, and I, you saw it. My headphones, I threw my headphones up, and I ran away.
Okay.
But sure. It's fine now, because there's an on-air feed going to the actual headphone things itself. So you don't need to have it on the board. How are my levels?
You're loud in the headphones, but you're not loud on the output.
Okay.
So maybe if you can equalize that a little bit.
Well, there's not much. Is it better now?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. Well, I leveled it off a little bit.
Try to level it off a little more.
Okay. Well... It goes into the red every once in a while.
That's good. You sound good there.
All right. Do we want to switch again?
Well, it doesn't really matter at this point because we can look at each other. You don't have a computer in front of you, though.
I don't have sounds.
Brandon, why don't we play a little musical chairs here, Brandon? Why don't you switch with Matt? Ready?
You were playing the friggin' Battlestar music. You can't do that.
Well, we were talking about Monica Goodling, such a good student. How did she go awry?
Can't do that. Anyway, I'm going off the air for just a second.
Goodbye.
But keep us on over here.
All right. Caught up in the Justice Department. A graduate of Messiah College in 95. Monica Goodling had it going for her. Master's degree at Regent University. What happened? What do you think? 5351. Let us know. Anyway, I mean, I still have to think and comment how funny it is that the Residence Life Modifies Housing is right next to the picture about them showing them gutting a whole house. They're dumping a wheelbarrow full of rubbish down out of a front door.
Hello, Zach.
Ah, Brandon. Welcome.
Wonderful.
Welcome aboard.
I'm back.
I know you are. I can tell. And I can see Matt behind you. What's he doing? He doesn't even know what he's doing. He just gave the, I don't know, look. Well, as long as it's recording, I don't care. Right, Matt? Okay. I mean, it doesn't. Oh. Hold on. We got a call.
Zach's taking that
Hello, caller. Oh, man, I don't remember what button to push on the phone to get him on. Oh, there you go.
Hey.
You have to press mute.
Where is that?
The volumes are way too high.
Where's mute?
On the phone?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It's, lower, I don't know.
Got it.
You got it?
Yeah.
It's still too high.
Oh, it's way too high, you're right. Okay, talk, keep talking.
I'm talking. Right. Anyway, so I just wanted to say that, I'm talking. I also wanted to let you know that I'm talking right now about talking, which is kind of interesting because part of that's like kind of built. Okay, it's going. It's leveling up.
Yeah, it's pretty good now.
It's much better.
Oh, go.
It was a little high there.
Uh-huh.
But it's not bad right now. Anyway, I just want to let you know that I'm just saying things so that I can see it show up on the monitor because it looks kind of funny.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Brandon, what do you think?
I think that that would be a great way to waste time.
You should, hey, Zach.
Yeah.
Turn the feed to the phone.
Mm-hmm.
It's the second knob.
Yeah.
Turn that up, if you could. I can hear you guys, but not.
How about now,
well.
Man?
It's
oh, what's
better.
That noise? Did you hear that? Brandon's cell phone went off. We could hear it over air.
I didn't hear it. I'm clueless.
Hello.
Hello.
Is it louder?
Oh, okay.
A little bit.
Yeah.
All right.
It's good.
Okay.
It's good. And I'm coming back over. We're playing musical
chairs?
Radio studio.
Musical radio studio.
Yeah.
If you want to play musical radio studio, just call us at 5351.
Or if you're off campus, 796-5351.
And you can come play musical radio studio. I should hang up on him. Anyway, Brandon, who called you?
No, I was just going to message a friend.
Oh, a little text messaging. Now, you got a new phone. Right?
Yes, I did.
How do you like that new phone?
Well, I was worried because it's a flip phone. The first time I ever had a flip phone,
uh-huh.
So I didn't know about sturdy, how sturdy it was.
Uh-huh.
But I'm starting to like it. It's a really nice phone.
All right. I mean, as long as it's a nice phone, you know, it's good. But
yeah, overall.
You never know. What? Oh, you're using the screwdriver there.
Finally.
I like that we can have three people in here now and not be like... Mm-hmm. Bothered. Now, is that a push flip? Like you push the button and it flips open?
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
wow. That's impressive.
One of my friends said it's the Matrix phone.
It is.
Really? What? Okay.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you said it.
It must be true.
Yeah.
It sounds like the kind of person that I would automatically believe everything because they're right about everything.
Well,
I don't know if I believe that about anybody.
They're partially right.
Okay. Partially.
Okay.
It's an Nokia?
I'll buy that.
Anyway, it's the top of the hour. Let's move on. We covered two subjects.
I think it's the bottom of the hour. No, it's top of the hour.
It's the beginning.
The beginning.
All right.
It's the beginning of the hour.
We talked about CJ. We talked about Gonzalez and Monica Goodling. Let's talk about... Now, here's one for the masses.
Really?
Iran and their little British soldier fiasco. Now... They said that the British Marines crossed over into their waters.
And they probably did.
Maybe.
You know what?
I mean, who are you going to believe? It's really, like, who are you going to believe? I shouldn't say that condescending. Like, who are you going to believe? You don't even know. Because Iran says one thing, and...
They both have their interests.
The allies say another thing.
Their own interests
that they're protecting
here.
Yeah, but and the big deal. I think the bottom line is that thank you.
Yeah,
what you do.
I turned off the cue because it was on the whole
beautiful.
Time.
Beautiful. I can hear myself in stereo.
Yeah.
I mean, the bottom line is that Iran.
Bottom line. Yeah.
You're Iran. You're
it's a propaganda tool.
You're pushing buttons as it is.
It's a propaganda tool.
Whose propaganda tool? Iran.
Everyone's.
Everyone. You think it plays in everybody's favor?
Yes.
I think you're right.
I think so.
Yeah.
It doesn't...
Because Iran wants to attack somebody.
Well, I don't think so.
Or get attacked.
No.
You don't
they
think
just
so?
Want, no.
They just want to, you know, pee on everybody's graves.
They're not dumb enough to actually attack anybody directly. They're going to... I mean, it doesn't even matter necessarily
mm-hmm.
if the soldiers were in their waters or not. I mean, mm-hmm. they're contested waters anyway.
Okay. Well, that doesn't
highly
help.
Contested. Past, like, 100 years, you
I mean,
know,
it's
or
just
more.
Water. You know, there's plenty of it.
Yeah. Everybody's...
Well, you don't want to drink it anyway. It's the ocean.
Yeah. Well, you could desalinate it.
Doesn't GE do that?
Yeah, I hear that they pollute dolphins, though.
They pollute dolphins individually? They, like, inject them
no,
with
like,
Flipper.
No, like this...
Yeah, poor Flipper, man.
No, like the Simpsons episode where they use dolphins to make oil or something.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
What?
They do that.
That's not even possible.
The British
sure it is.
It's an interesting subject because one of my roommates is from England.
Uh-oh.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, he reads
nothing like
BBC
that.
A lot, and so they have a totally different spin on it than some of the other news organizations.
Uh-huh.
Oh, definitely. I would imagine, yeah.
Wonder why.
The BBC's been pretty good, though, overall. For, like, news and everything, they're usually pretty good. They're kind of in between. They're usually in between, you know, Fox and everybody else.
Well, anyway. What does your roommate think?
Well,
oh, yeah,
is,
good question.
He's definitely, like, upset about them being taken hostage.
Nobody likes to see their boys taken hostage.
Yeah, and so...
Unless they plan for it. You know, it could be part of some elaborate plan.
We'll get the conspiracy theories on here later. Anyway.
I was going to play the Unsolved Mysteries, but...
No. What does he think? I mean, he's upset, but what... I mean, you know... Does he think we should go in there and get him out?
He's more of, like, more looking at a diplomatic way. He doesn't think we should just barge in there. But he wants them to come out as soon as possible with using a more diplomatic method.
What would a diplomatic method be?
Arrange for their release, sending them,
like, cupcakes? Let's say, you know, please, we're sorry, or something like that. Flowers.
No.
Like a cake. Or,
well, there's that, and there's also the, like, 24 solution, which is if even Jack Bauer is a hostage, he'll manage to kill all the terrorists and save the day.
All right, well, that's probably not going
to
happen.
That's my point. But we're also probably not going to be able to send them cupcakes.
Well, we should.
On the other extreme.
We could send them... Never mind.
Oh, we could send them cupcakes, but they would... Maybe they might accept them.
Who wouldn't accept cupcakes? They could still say no, but eat the cupcake.
I know, right? It's like a bribe.
I mean,
except better.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
you don't even have to take it.
Thank you for your bribe. I was going to do what I was going to do anyway, so leave.
I mean, I ate the cupcakes. You're not going to, you know, make me puke them back up.
Right.
So.
You could.
But it would be useless, because I already enjoyed the cupcake.
But you could take the carbon from and then make more cupcakes.
Oh, man. You know, we're going to have to make nanotechnology a subject one of these days.
We definitely will.
We'll do that. And we'll
we can do that next show with Quality Mind. So what do you think about nanotechnology?
Do you think homosexuality will be trumped by nanotechnology? Do you think those issues?
What?
They'll be like, what?
I don't think that, I don't think that comes
sense.
Into play.
Probably not. But now, I mean, out of all this, do you think anything big is going to happen? Do you think somebody's gonna throw the first punch?
I think something could happen, because here's the thing. If we go in to do something, use it as an excuse, wait for them to do something else, to use as even more of an excuse to go and do something, you know, take out installations that we want to get rid of.
Probably end up hitting somebody's
house.
It
could be very bad news if they have stuff that they could retaliate with. I.e., if they have a nuclear weapon or something like that, and they haven't told anybody
so
yet.
It'd be stupid if they retaliated with that, though, because, I mean...
What do you mean? If Iran retaliated with it? If we destroy all their nuclear facilities and all their military facilities and their government, or are on our way to do that, they would say, you know what, we're going to take you down with us, kind of a thing. I think something like that could happen if we assume that they have nothing that could get to us and hurt us.
Which they could.
I think an attack by us on them and them having warning of it could be very bad. But
so,
you know what?
So don't let them know ahead of time.
Find out.
Just target everything, but don't pull the trigger.
But I don't think anything's going to happen from it.
Hopefully they just give them back and say, we're sorry. That happened in China kind of a little while ago when that plane crashed. Remember that?
I don't.
That was a few years ago. One of our spy planes crashed in China after spying on the Chinese.
Oh, yeah, I remember hearing about that. They were pretty pissed.
Yeah, they took all our technology, too.
Really?
Which they probably had anyway. But
what are you doing?
I'm putting the spring back on this bad boy.
Okay, guess what?
What?
I took that off this one.
Why?
So that I could make it like yours and be able to angle it. So you just stole spring that goes on this one.
That really does hurt it a lot.
Well,
it does. I can stand farther away.
Yeah, like that. But you put it like this, and it goes right in. 5351. 7965351.
Hey, well, I mean, that's Iran. I mean, who? You know what? I mean, Iran. Yeah.
Oh goodness.
They could do stuff.
I don't want to hear whatever this is.
I mean.
I don't care. Okay, that's good.
Who cares about them? I think Aminajad is just another Kim Jong Il, you know, crybaby looking for attention.
I don't know, but I know this.
Go!
It's a good intro song. If we wanted a swingy kind of intro song, that would be a good one.
That's a good song to dance to.
Anyway, this is a song Mina Jaw is going to be playing when he finally attacks somebody, because he's going to be all happy. I got to use my weapon.
Go!
Well, anyway, where's that piece of paper, Matt?
I believe the next subject was pets.
Yes, correct.
I could spend the next 50 minutes talking about
this. Yes, but not in the way you want to.
No.
Because, you know.
No.
We have certain.
Now, how'd Brandon
snitches.
Have that memorized, and he's only seen it once?
Good question.
I've seen it five times, and I don't have it memorized.
I have a photographic memory.
All right, well, that helps. I don't even know. Well. Pets.
What was that? Petsovernight.com.
Anything.
It was commercials, actually.
Would
you like to hear one?
Yeah, I would.
Okay. Well,
speaking of pets, Matt's going to take like 5 minutes to find this.
Would you like a giraffe? Have one delivered. Just log on to petsovernight.com and we'll send you a giraffe overnight. Petsovernight.com, delivering little bundles of love in a box directly to your door.
And here's one more pertinent.
Would you like a kitten? Have one delivered. Just log on to petsovernight.com and we'll send you a cute kitten overnight. Petsovernight.com, delivering little bundles of love in a box directly to your door.
WBMM, Messiah College Radio.
Gotta play that every once in a while.
Now,
the first caller who calls in and can tell me what game that is from
will
receive congratulations.
Yeah, the respect.
5351.
Yep. 7965351.
717-796-5351.
That's if you're out of state.
177. one's the U.S. code, I think.
That's correct.
All right.
Of course you.
Because we're number
one
and everything else. You know.
Exactly.
I said that last show.
Hey, we invented the telephone, so we will.
We invented the telephone?
We as a collective, invented the telephone.
I don't think Congress could ever produce anything so beneficial.
I don't think they ever have produced anything beneficial. So,
ouch.
Now what? Pets are not allowed
on campus.
No,
period.
You can have a pet on. I mean, you can't have. You can.
You're right.
You can walk your dog.
If you are a residence director, you can have a pet,
and you can walk your dog on campus if you live off campus or whatever. But you cannot have a pet living in your residence
unless you're a residence director.
Unless you're a residence
director. Correct me if I'm wrong. If you're a residence director and you are listening, and we're wrong,
the allergy rule apparently does not apply to you.
Algae rule?
Allergy.
Oh, I was going to say.
No, you can grow.
A cat doesn't make a lot of
algae because that's just a plant.
That's a pet.
But you can have everything but non-carnivorous fish. And that's kind of a misnomer because I think most fish are carnivorous. Well, I mean,
what about gnomes?
I mean,
gnomes aren't pets.
All the fish in my
gnomes are people, man. They're just short people.
Matt, gnomes don't even exist.
How do you know? No. Coast to Coast AM, 3 days ago.
Oh, boy.
They.
What a good reference.
I'm just kidding. I haven't listened to that show in years.
Okay.
But.
Last year?
Oh.
Was it last year?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I was Matt's roommate, so.
Well, I didn't really listen to it a lot then, though. I don't think.
No, it was a lot.
Was it?
Okay. George Norrie, or did he leave?
George Norrie, I hate George Norrie.
Didn't he get arrested? Or he's the new guy.
He got arrested.
Somebody, the cops were after somebody.
Art Bell moved to the
feds.
Philippines.
Art Bell, the feds were after Art
no,
Bell.
No, no, no.
There was a
no.
conspiracy.
Art Bell's wife died, and he met a young woman, and they got married. This was months after that. Mm-hmm. And then he moved, and she was from the Philippines, so he moved to the Philippines.
Aye, aye, aye. Now.
Yeah, so. He lived in Arizona for like 50 years.
That's off topic.
Same place.
We're talking about pets.
We were talking about Coast to Coast AM.
Now, pets.
Widgets. Or midgets. Or no, not
okay.
midgets.
I
dwarfs.
Mean, you're not allowed to be on campus because.
Allergies.
Somebody might be allergic.
Also.
But pet allergies are what they call.
Fake?
In the veterinary realm, localized, as in.
As in
unless,
what?
Unless you have a severe, severe, severe allergic reaction.
Yeah.
Which means you wouldn't even be able to go outside because the damage from any living thing outside would probably destroy you. You have to be in direct contact with the animal or the animal's fur or dander in order to have an allergic reaction. So it seems like, now I understand no animals in the dorms. I don't want animals in the dorms because freshmen are animals and they live in the dorms and that's enough.
That hurts.
I was a freshman once too and
hey,
I was an animal.
I was about I was a freshman once and then you completely stole it.
Brandon, you were a freshman once. Were you an animal?
Yes.
Okay. See, I'm not trying to be negative. It's just a fact. You're an animal when you're a freshman.
And you're I know I was unresponsible as a freshman.
I'm very unresponsible. But that's the beauty of freshman year. That's why freshman year is awesome. Anyway.
I now interrupt the program with a Star Wars song replicated using only the default sounds with Windows XP.
This is great.
It's terrible.
It's off key.
It's terrible.
It's off key.
I moved this into the folder so we could watch it during the show. Terrible.
Someone must have a lot of time on their hands.
That's way too much time on their hands for me.
Hey,
now
do that.
Now that was Vader. That was called Vader XP, right?
Vader XP. That's correct.
That's something a freshman would do.
What? What would the freshman do?
Play random clips on air.
Oh, okay. So a random freshman in college runs the Daily Show? I don't get that.
Well, I wouldn't surprise me.
Oh, that hurts.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Jon Stewart has a kid. Okay.
How many?
I don't know. Like,
that's sad.
A dozen.
Now.
He's Jewish, by the way.
How many people do you think get away with having pets on campus?
I thought you were going a different direction there. How many people get away with having children on campus? Zero.
A couple. Now, I mean, you can have one. You can't have one. Mid-college year, you know, you got so much to deal with. It's actually, I mean, to have a real pet. I'm not talking a real pet. I mean, something that you don't keep in a cage.
Yeah.
Like a dog. You don't keep a dog in a cage. You don't keep a cat in a cage. You can keep a cat in a cage, but it's going to be a miserable little rodent. You do not want to keep a cat in a cage.
So
I'm talking about pets in the terms of pets, that animals that you don't keep in a cage.
Okay. Whoa. All right.
Now, that's high maintenance. It's not high maintenance, but I mean it is, because with everything else you have to do, on top of it you have to take care of this thing. Now I don't think that's a bad thing, because that helps, you know, we're trying to, you know, get used to the real world, responsibility.
You don't think it's a bad thing?
It's not a bad thing.
Is it a bad thing?
It's not a bad thing.
Is it a thing?
It's a good thing.
Is it a thing?
It's a thing.
Is it a thing or a good thing?
It's a thing.
I don't understand it.
The positive leanings.
It's good, but at the same time, it is kind of stressful to do. I can imagine, I have to take care of this animal while you're having everything else to do. I, for one, probably, in retrospect, prefer not to do it.
Yeah.
Although it may be worth it, I can understand, if you're an animal lover.
Yeah. Excuse the music I'm queuing up.
Yeah. I mean, that's just my two cents. I think the primary reason that they don't allow them is because of allergies is kind of lame. I think that's a weak reason, because it's such a generalized thing they can throw out there that protects them. I think saying that because of building property damage would be a stronger reason. And that's a really weak reason, because, I mean, look at the places. They're not.
But even so, anything that happens... Who's responsible?
We are. So, I mean, if we choose to bring the animal into the apartment, shouldn't be our responsibility what damage it does.
Well, it is our responsibility.
It is our responsibility. So I guess that's why maybe they don't use that reason. That would make sense. But the allergy reason kind of seems like a cop-out.
Because,
I mean, yeah, people are allergic, but if the people living there are allergic, they're not going to have a pet there to begin with anyway.
Exactly.
I think the thing that's the worst about it is that having a pet in a room in an apartment is different from having something else that breaks the rules. Because if you have, like, bottle rockets or incense, you know, it's just sitting there. You don't have an emotional bond with, you know, a box of bottle rockets. They just sit there.
Or lighters.
You know, Whereas if it's a cat and you don't hate the cat, you know, if you kind of like the cat, you know, that grows over time.
Grows
you get used
it.
To
yeah,
the
you
cat.
Like, you kind of like it because it's cute. And it's
yeah. And it hurts when it's gone.
Yeah, it's like, dang.
Especially when it's taken away by someone.
Sometimes you feel forcefully. Brandon,
whoa,
what
was that?
What are you doing over there? I think you got tangled up.
Can I give a little announcement?
Did you get attacked by the wire, Brandon?
Yes.
It sounds like he's trying to untangle himself.
I want to give a Colbert Report style notice, if I may.
You may.
All right. Okay. I saw a little thing in the newspaper, if you could hand it to me. Saw a little movie review.
Here you go. Oh, boy.
Saw a movie review.
There was a movie review.
And, by someone I know, Matt Wells, you're on notice, and we have a call. Hello, you are on the air. Who's this?
This is Leroy Schmiro.
Oh, Leroy.
No.
I heard you boys are talking about having them pets, and as you know, I enjoy having Rufus around my house.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, I remember Rufus, yeah.
And you guys talking about pets and whatnot. What's the deal with those pets over there at Mastah College?
We can't have any.
You're not allowed to have any.
It's that simple.
But you can have a fish.
You can have, fish, they're low maintenance, right?
Yeah,
right?
That's not even a pet. Because you can't even pet it.
You don't have to do anything in your
case. Yeah, you don't even
maybe
have to maintenance.
Maybe that's the policy. Well, Messiah doesn't want you getting attached to no animals, see?
True.
Why not?
I don't know.
Well, that doesn't
Well, it fosters your breaking of the rules. It's really what it is.
Maybe.
I mean, the longer it stays, the more you don't want to get rid of it.
So did you guys have a run-in with that law there over there at Messiah College?
It's funny you should ask that.
We could have. It might have happened.
In theory.
In theory, yes.
In theory,
you're
yes.
Hypothetical-like.
Well, I think somebody in the studio here did have a run-in with that, yes. That did happen.
Now, over there, that Messiah College, you all got that J Council business, right?
Yeah.
Now, how did that turn out?
Well, I think that person met with the J Council, and it went over smoothly. They were rather,
nice?
Yeah, I mean, they weren't concerned with details, which was nice, because some of the details were foggy.
Well, that's because, as we know from our precious government system here in the United States, details should always be foggy.
Yeah, and that was nice. And they said they didn't really care about the details. They wanted a broad picture. And I think that person gave them a reasonable explanation, which helps. But in the end, it's just kind of sad because, you know, it's just an animal, you know?
I know. I once had a connection to a small cat myself there for about a week. I don't know how I came upon it, but...
You came across a small cat?
Yeah,
really?
I did. It came upon my house, see, uh-huh. And it was a nice little kitty. It was black.
Oh, wow.
It would prance around and make crazy noises, and it had a little disease, though, so we had to make sure it got some good attention.
Oh, well, that's cute. How did Rufus feel about that?
Rufus, the doggy. Rufus wasn't really sure at first, but he warmed up toward the end, chasing his tail like normal now.
Yeah, so he's back to being crazy.
he's one of them puppies that just likes to run around and bark at everything.
Now, don't you think if you were a college that was trying to foster maturity of intellect, maturity of person, ready for the outside world, wouldn't you allow your students to raise an animal if they chose to do so and it wasn't bringing upon allergies upon anybody else?
I don't know. That'd be a tough area of, I ain't no lawyer or no professor, if you will, but, I think everyone should be treated with a little bit of responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see no problem with the cat, although, maybe like, I know my neighbors have some ostriches, and those things are really annoying. We can't have no ostriches on campus.
Well, an ostrich is just a giant obnoxious bird. I don't even know why you want to have one. I mean, I guess you could ride it around, right?
Well, some people feel that way about cats. I know for sure. I know some people that, you know, they think cats are super obnoxious.
Well, those people are probably more obnoxious than any cat. But anyway.
It's possible.
Now,
I mean, I can understand somebody not having a dog. Okay. I mean, dogs are loud. They bark.
I think you have to buy them.
You have to buy them.
So that's another reason.
I mean, cats you can just adopt for free. I mean, it's impossible to even give them away because they're, you know, a cat. But it just seems, it's well, you know, it's kind of sad.
That yeah.
They don't quite allow as much as, I mean, okay. I mean, a furry animal that runs loose, okay. They can make an argument for that. But how about having a reptile in a cage, like a snake? Or a turtle, or some type of lizard.
I don't know if I like that, to be honest with you.
Well, I mean, you may not personally like that, but shouldn't somebody in a position at a college be able to keep that? I mean, that's an animal that you could take out, but it's not really a big deal if you do. It's not going to...
I don't know. If TV sitcoms has taught me anything in my long, prestigious life, it would be that having a snake as a pet's not a good thing.
Usually not.
They always get out of them cages in those sitcoms you be watching, and they slither themselves around and cause all sort of hoopla and hootenanny. And I don't know. And think about my psychology and all the irresponsibility at that school. Somebody has a snake, you know it's getting out.
That's true, but doesn't that just make life a little bit more exciting?
Well, you know, I'm all for excitement, but in my older age, I'm starting to see things as exciting. More like, I just want to go to bed. Sorry.
Okay, I mean, that's exciting sometimes. I'm not going to lie. Sometimes you do just want to go to bed. Now, all right.
Anyway, well, I can see you're lost for words now. And I have to have that effect sometimes.
I'm just baffled. Well, don't.
I'm going to go ahead and go ahead and go ahead.
You're going to go ahead and go ahead?
Yeah.
Well, hey, if you see that little kitty around any time, tell it hello.
Yeah.
I will do that. All right.
Definitely. Thank you for the call.
Thanks, Leroy.
Leroy Schmeeley.
Leroy's a regular.
He is.
What did those people want that came into our studio?
I don't know. Oh, they moved a big, like, kind of an organ thing into the other room.
Well, sometimes you need to play the organ.
Sometimes. But they didn't stop our recording process for the podcast.
Okay, good.
Oh, our podcast. Our
podcast. Hey, let me stop and say that Lando Calrissian in that picture you put up looks like he's holding a paintball gun.
Is this an inappropriate picture to put up?
No, I think that's good.
It was topical.
Yeah, it is topical. Anyway. All
right.
Because, I mean, Lando Calrissian was a backstabber. But.
Yeah, so anyway. As I was saying, oh yeah, podcast, wmd.podomatic.com, podomatic.com, wmd.podomatic. You can get all our previous shows. If you go on that website, you can also subscribe to our podcast via iTunes, which is my preferred way of getting podcasts. Very easy. Just goes on there every, I don't know, few hours, maybe 2-3 hours. Check for podcasts, downloads, and then new ones. Easy. You just add it, and you're done. So we have that, WMD.
You did make that sound a lot pretty easy. Do you think it's that easy?
It is easy. Oh. You go onto that website, you click on that button.
How does the pod work?
And that's done. You're done.
The pod-o-matic.
The pod. Is, well, what do you mean,
and pod-o-matic? You just download the MP3 and put it on your iPod?
You could do that, or you could subscribe to the iTunes. There's a button. There's an image on that website.
And automatically downloads them?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep. That's it.
Push the button.
That easy.
Yeah.
Or you don't.
Just push the button once, and, well, maybe twice.
Pets.
White noise? No. Oh, we were talking about white noise before.
I looked it up on IMDb.
It's terrible.
But there's, like, 4 different ones. The next subject on here, what? It just says TV.
Yeah. We were talking about, and you played the song before I got a chance to talk about it.
Well, that happens.
You know what, though? I wanted to talk about this. I didn't get through... this entirely.
We were talking
about the Swinging Bridge. There's a certain article in the Swinging Bridge by a fellow I know, Matt Wells. You got a lot of splaining to do.
I mean, he really hates
2 out of 5. What's that?
Two out of 5 stars for...
For 300, I mean.
A fantastic film.
You couldn't tell by the music. I mean, it's just, you know... You said you enjoyed it, so why the low rating?
Yeah, I mean, it got really harsh. His review got really harsh when he said it was a 2-hour-long Go Army commercial. I mean,
yeah,
I understand where he's coming from because it was glorifying the war in general.
Well, they're Spartans. Are they going to talk about painting?
They did. Spartans loved war. They loved to kill. I mean, that's what they did. So the movie showed how glorious it was.
They say
in
the movie they trace their lineage back to Hercules, mm-hmm. you know. So
I think it was
there. That is
what.
And then you said you didn't even want to read the graphic novel by Frank Miller because you saw the movie and you thought the movie was terrible. I thought that was a terrible deduction. Anyway, Brandon, what were you going to say?
I was going to say the only thing about that movie was whenever anyone got stabbed, like blood filled the screen.
I know.
Which it doesn't always work that way.
Well,
it doesn't.
It's not realistic.
It was stylistic. Yeah, it wasn't like intentionally supposed to be like intentional, but almost funny in the way like Kill Bill was. Mm-hmm. But it was intentional in stylistically.
Stylistically, it was an excellent. Movie.
This might not even be a word, but you get what I mean. So
exactly,
it works. Oh, and I might as well play this PSA I made, which was 29 seconds, not 28 seconds. after we get done with the show, a certain event goes on here on campus, and
good event.
This is about it.
It's finally the weekend, and you want to see a movie. Normally, this means you have to find showtimes, find your keys, check your mirrors, buckle your seatbelt, start your car, drive to the theater, run to get a ticket, spend almost $20, and finally sit through 15 minutes of trailers.
In a world.
With Lost Films, there is an easier way. There are showings at 7 and 9:30 p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights, and tickets only cost $1. For more information, visit messiah.edu/lostfilms.
So there you are.
Matt, you made that?
Yeah.
That was an impressive piece.
That was for class.
I like it.
That
like
was
it.
Really good, Matt.
Yeah, it was catchy with the public. I mean, you had all the sound effects, you know.
In a world.
Yeah, that was a good part.
I wanted
of
to include that. I originally had Spartans, something about Spartans. Mm-hmm. This is Sparta.
Yeah.
And I had that, but there wasn't enough time for it. Because it had to be 30 seconds minus a second.
I like
it. And I was like a fraction of a second away from being 29.
Well, I think your professor would have allowed. I mean, you did the work.
He allowed it. He took off a point for it, that's all.
He did?
Yeah, it's not a big deal.
Oh. All right, that's
interesting. In the scheme of things, not a big deal. My other one was terrible, so I'm not even going to play it.
Okay, well, don't. We don't want to hear anything
all
terrible.
All right, that
we
sounds good.
We listen to high-quality things here in the studio.
Oh.
What do you think of the new movie coming out?
Which one?
Transformers?
Oh, I just want to say
that looks really, really entertaining.
Before we delve into that, mm-hmm. the movie playing on campus, because I mean, I played the thing for
you,
it.
You did.
Pursuit of Happiness.
Have you seen it?
Is playing. Yeah, I've seen it.
It's good. I liked it. I thought it was good.
It was worth seeing.
It was a good theme. It was a good story. It was a good story.
Not as awesome as like Children of Men, which was playing later on in April.
But this was a different movie.
But it's very different.
It had good characters, good theme. I actually thought Will Smith did a good job.
Unlike iRobot. I hate robots.
Oh, man.
But the robots are trying to kill me. I hate the robots. I killed the robots.
It was a directing. I mean,
the end.
It takes a decent director.
I know.
Direct a decent actor, but...
Yeah.
Anyway, Brandon was talking about Transformers. Now, that's a movie... I look forward to it. I'm not going to say it's going to be this spectacle at the Academy Awards. Incredible art direction and acting and directing.
Wait,
it's
what's that?
It's just going to be Transformers.
Oh, yeah.
It's just going to be so fun to go and see Transformers, Invade Earth, and kick butt and take names. Because, you know what? We grew up with Transformers.
I grew up with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I grew up with them, but I had my older brother had Transformers. I watched the show.
Yeah.
You saw the movie. And, you had all the toys and everything.
Yeah.
It was just like...
That's true.
Coolest concept, and you loved it, because it was so...
They could transform into things?
It required so much imagination, and you loved it as a kid. And now they have this movie out there, and the trailer looks awesome. The special effects look awesome.
Yep.
So I can't wait to see it. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Even if it's terrible, I'm still going to like it.
Even if it's terrible,
I'm still going to like it. I'm calling that ahead of time.
Fair enough. I use that phrase way too much. I like that phrase. I just like it. Fair enough.
Brandon, will you see Transformers?
Oh, yes, I will.
Okay, good.
I will definitely
When's it come
see
out?
It.
July.
Let's download it right now. I mean, sorry.
4th of July, nonetheless. Oh, look what at was that. That all about? Oh, look at that, 4th of July.
Hey, check it out. Whose computer
is
this?
Why does every 4th of July movies come out where either Earth or Earth gets attacked?
How do you think?
That's a good question.
Saturation release, perfect timing.
Is it?
Perfect timing.
Are you sure?
Oh, well, more or less.
Okay. I'll buy that. I'll buy that.
Let's look up...
at eBay.
No,
it's got everything there, man.
Let's look up some credits. Writing credits. Robert Orci, screenplay.
Orci? I've never even heard of him.
He did... Alias? A couple episodes. Star Trek in 2008, which is in pre-production. 2012, The War for Souls, that's in production.
Uh-huh.
Amazon production. Oh, he looks pretty new. Secret Service, Jack of All Trades, Xena Warrior Princess. Maybe we should stop reading his filmography.
I don't know. I'm not the one reading it. So.
Let me see. This guy, the other guy, Alex Kurtzman, is actually in the same productions as he is, so they're buddies.
Buddies?
Yeah, so they work together, which that's good. I mean, if they're two guys that work together, they can probably make a decent film together, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Oh, directed by Michael Bay. What else has he done? Gee, let's look at his mile-long list.
It's not really a mile long. It's just the new...
I heard it was every corny horror movie ever done.
Not all of them, but the horror movies he did do were corny. Texas Chainsaw Massacre in 2003. Amityville Horror.
Yeah.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Beginning, which was a prequel.
Let's call it three quarters.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, they're doing a remake of The Birds. Michael Bay's doing it. Fantastic.
Wow. This could be terrible.
Untitled Friday the 13th sequel he's doing. That's coming out. 2012 War for Souls. The Horseman he's doing. And The Hitcher. That actually just came out, I think, didn't it?
I almost wanted to see that.
I wouldn't know. He did Pearl Harbor. He did The Island.
Really?
He did... there's a bunch of... not him. Bad Boys what? 2. Armageddon. The Rock. He was a part of all this. So they're not bad. They're not terrible movies. They're just your typical Hollywood films. And
right.
I do like to watch them.
Do you?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, they're entertaining. who doesn't?
Rock is a very good movie.
You don't watch
was a good movie.
You don't watch them and say, oh, man, this is, the epitome of, film
humanity.
Making a filmic expression. You just watch and say,
yeah,
I was entertained. I mean, I was absorbed in that movie for the 2 hours, and it was, it was good.
Yeah.
There's good action. I like action movies. I like when things blow up. Cool.
Kill Bill.
I like it when things
watch
blow up.
Watch a snippet of that before
leave.
The show.
Yeah, who doesn't?
I like Kill Bill because it took all the violence and pushed it way past where. But it was entirely intentional. And it was intentional to be, in many cases, to be funny.
It was hilarious.
It's just, cuts a person straight in half.
And somebody's arm gets cut off, and it's just like the sprinkler of blood that flies out two, three meters.
I think it gave Monty Python a run for its money. It might have
I'll bite your kneecaps.
So, Fred, it's going to do. Never your bum.
5351. Gotta push this as much as possible. On 7965351. Also, if you're interested in the upcoming show on the 14th, April 14th, the Equality Ride show, there will be, after the show, there will be a Facebook group for that show. And I'll tell you what, if you want to make sure you don't miss that, because we're going to post all the news, information, stuff like that on that group. There's already one for this radio show. What is it? You Made It. So I don't know what the title is. WMD Radio?
Radioactive.
Radio, no. WMD Radioactive.
Yep.
WMD Radioactive. That's our Facebook group for the radio show, and the event is going to be hosted by the radio show. So go ahead and join that if you want, and then you'll be kept up to date on everything there is to be kept up to date on about the show. I don't think I completed the phone plug. 5351, if you're off campus, or if you just don't want to dial the extension, 796-5351. And we will take your calls. Also, 717-796-5351 if you're listening on the inner tubes.
Inner tubes.
On the internets.
Or tubes. V-Requests.
V-Requests online. Yes, thank you for that.
Nobody likes to talk about that. Nobody ever rhymes us on that. I think it's because people just like I am and like.
Fungus Monk or whatever his name was. He listened to every show that first that
yeah,
first time.
He would always IM us.
And we moved our show times.
At least he listened.
So, yeah, he
maybe,
listened.
Maybe he doesn't know.
It's kind of weird.
Well, he can't.
Maybe. I don't know. You know, we were off the air for a semester there, so last semester.
It happens.
So, it's a spring kind of a thing.
Sometimes you get suspended from the radio.
Yeah, but go ahead and give us a call, and we'll talk about that. But only
meantime,
upon request.
I mean, we were gonna. What were we gonna talk about? We were gonna talk about serial TV.
Serial TV. Yes, yes. I did. I finished my on notice.
What's that
thing?
What's
I,
that?
I put Matt Wells on notice.
Oh, that's right. Because you want to talk to him.
Yeah, I don't understand.
You
I mean, he
call
said
in.
He said he liked it,
but then he trashed it.
But then he trashed it. That's correct.
Do you have his extension?
No,
I don't. But we can't. We can't call.
We won't. Oh. Yeah, you can't.
You could call if you wanted. And then get permission that we can put him on. You know,
I don't feel like we should bug him if he wants
let's
to call.
Let's not bug him.
Let him call, you know? But.
Cool guy. I like him. I just disagree with him here.
TV.
I was kind of surprised. Oh, yeah, TV. I was trying to find the song for it. You played it a million times.
You wanted to talk about Battle. Scratchalactica. I would prefer to talk about Lost.
But this is so much better than
nobody
Lost.
Nobody watches this show.
This is 100 times better than Lost.
But nobody watches it.
People watch it.
People watch it, but not that many people. Not as many people that as watch Lost. That's because we don't get that channel on campus, right?
But it's on the network.
Well, obviously, everything is on the network.
And it's worth seriously though. It is especially they just finished their season 3. And if you're gonna pick up a new serialized television show. Pick up this show, Battlestar Galactica. Very, 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 very good. Very good. Great writing because it makes the characters human. Because they do things that you love, but they're not static. They do things that you love, and then they do things that are horrible. Like they have one character who's he's the XO of the Battlestar. Oh, here we go. Oh, I missed it. Anyway. He's the XO. And he's like a really strong-willed character, but he's also an alcoholic. But he's also he fights for what he believes in. But he also they were occupied for a while. They settled for a little while, and they were occupied by the Cylons, the robots basically that became sentient and left and came back chased after them. Anyway, and they were occupied by them, and he led suicide bomb groups. You know, so you have these characters that are very very dynamic. The buttons are flashing.
It happens.
So, and like that's why I love the show, because the characters are really portrayed as human. I mean, there's things that you love about them, but there's also things that you really hate about them, and you don't know what to make of it in certain cases. So, and there are other television shows like Lost, Heroes, that are very serialized.
Those are good shows, but they won't
Lost,
be back
Lost, not
for
so
long.
Much
well,
recently.
Lost, well, there's supposed to be a good episode this Wednesday, but we'll, you know.
What was up with
this
the
past
way?
Episode?
The last
was
one was a filler. Really, I liked it though because it was kind of.
They fixed their mistake from before. I don't want to give too much away, but
they had an issue, and they fixed it.
The writers.
Yeah,
the issue started with a random couple being introduced, and people were like, "What?"
And they
and then
fixed
they,
it.
They fixed.
I don't want to
the issue with the random couple.
Well, the thing I wanted to bring up in general though was the nature of serialized television because you couldn't really get away with doing it too much. In the past, because there wasn't enough way for people to catch up if they missed an episode. Because if you miss an episode of, like, say, 24, you know, you are, unless there's a way to get at it, you're lost. The next week, when you go to watch. And there's a recap, and it helps.
Now the internet's bringing back.
But true. The internet, because they find that if you put it on iTunes, if you give a free copy with commercials online that you can watch right after usually, and you have the DVD box sets, you can get away with doing serialized stuff that you couldn't really do before.
Because now people can watch it at their leisure.
Right. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I could hear you.
That's because I was standing away from the mic. No, yeah, people can watch it at their leisure, you know, they can buy the box set and get into it later, or they can watch it online, or, I mean, some people...
Or just download it and watch it on their media center.
Yeah, but I mean, they still get the publicity and everything from it, and,
yep.
I mean, even though I could download it and watch it and everything, I'd love to catch it on Wednesday night at 10.
Right.
Because, you know, it's just, It's there. It's fresh. It's ready to go.
Right.
And it's still, you know, the show's kind of like, okay, you know, end it. Tell me what's going on. Give me some plot here. But right. I'm still going to watch it because I've been watching it for 3 years.
In many ways, though, this is like a continuation of, well, there was serialized, like, movies, very short films, long time ago. But also newspapers. There was the stories, books were serialized. And people would catch the next thing next time.
What was the one we learned about in that cinema class? The first one, it was about vampires, the serial film.
Yeah, I don't remember anything.
It was French.
About
I think it was French. That's why we don't really remember anything about it. I'm pretty sure it was a French film.
But it really makes the whole thing that much better. Because when there's less filler or no filler, you could strive for no filler, but you'll never really get there. But anyway, the less filler you have, the better, the stronger the show is. Because it's one long show. Picks up right where it left off, you know, the next episode. It just it makes the whole thing that much better. It keeps building and building and building and building and building the whole season. Instead of just an episode and then, oh, everything's back to normal and we're done. That the whole one episode arc is really what, like, Star Trek was all about.
And it was good when it did it.
Deep Space Nine is an exception. Mm-hmm. That thing was, towards the end, like last two season, that was, there was two episodes of filler. It was really serialized.
So do you think this idea
That was in 1984 or something like that.
So do you
think
this idea of serialized television
is good?
Well, like replace the normal television where, you know, there's a half an hour, an hour of one single story arc.
I don't think it'll replace it, but it'll start to replace some of it.
Mm-hmm. Because 24 has been going on how many seasons
Six,
now?
Six.
Six seasons. It's hard to say that it's serialized television, really.
Really?
I mean, it's
24?
Did they have a planned ending inside?
There's no filler episodes, ever.
The Lost says, Lost producers, you know, they're going to do like 100 episodes or something like that, right?
Right.
So, I mean, you know it's just a single series of television. That's it. You know when it's going to
end.
Well,
the distinction is that serialized television is, it picks up where it left off last time.
Mm-hmm.
Almost every episode.
That's true.
With little filler or no filler. 24 is an example of that. There's no filler episodes. You might not like it, but, you know, significant things happened.
There's no, like, side story where Jack Bauer goes and gets, like, cake or something. It's like every time he's fighting
Jack
something.
Bauer has the in-laws visit.
Yeah. There's no dumb filler episode.
While he tries to fight off terrorists, it's
Let
not going to
happen. Let me marry your daughter!
So, and I think that's strong. I think it makes the shows that much stronger because people are less and less going to a show that's just, that the whole thing's filler. You know, Everybody Loves Raymond. You know, it might be a great show, but
it's hilarious.
But there's nothing happening there.
Yeah, it's just that each episode is its own little mini arc.
And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
You can sit down, watch it,
it's
skip
like Seinfeld. It's
three
still
months.
Funny, yeah. Like South Park or Family Guy. It's still funny, but it's not, you know.
Yeah, but we've seen that you can actually do both.
Uh-huh.
You have something that's somewhat serialized, but comedy. Like the show, British show one of my roommates loves is called Spaced. You should check that out if you ever get a chance. That's an amazing show. And it's a comedy show, but it progresses a little bit. Matt could be wrong about that.
Now, Curb Your Enthusiasm, that wasn't a serial, was it? That was never.
There's an arc going on every time. Yeah.
That's just pure hilarious.
Every
show is just
fantastic. Man. And it builds and builds and builds. But that's it's both. There's a mini arc for every episode, but there's also building on that bigger arc almost every episode. Mm-hmm. Like one where they open up a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
The main character, he's like a writer, a Hollywood writer. And anyway, they're looking for investors and stuff like that to open this restaurant. And the whole season, they're getting ready to open up the restaurant, and they finally open the restaurant, and the cook, the chef, the main head chef, quits. So Larry David has to go and find a replacement chef. And the only replacement he can find is a French chef who where you swear?
Tourette's.
Thank you. Tourette's. And they're opening the restaurant. Everybody's there. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, the guy just swears like five curses at once. And then no reaction. He doesn't like... He doesn't even know he's doing it practically. He just keeps chopping up like celery or something. And the thing is an open kitchen, so everybody hears it. And then all the people who were invested, who invested in it and planned it, started just swearing and yelling at each other. And everyone thought it was hilarious.
Hilarity ensues. I've seen
it. It was great.
I wish we could play it here, but then we'd definitely get kicked off the air.
Oh, man. Yeah, I want to watch that show now.
Mm, it's good.
It is a good show.
Yeah.
Coming back in January.
Really? They are bringing it back.
As is Battlestar.
January 208?
Yep.
Man,
2008.
They are bringing it back.
Although Battlestar's having something in the fall. They have like a movie, like a two-hour thing they're going to be showing.
Filler.
But both of those, well, not quite filler because they said that it pays off for season four.
Okay.
So anyway, both of those are coming
back. Is that
back.
Season five of Curb that'll be coming out?
I think so. I think that's right. Anyway, it's a good show. Larry David, by the way, is the guy who made, or at least wrote,
Seinfeld.
So that's why that went on that kind of a
tangent,
which wasn't really a tangent, wild tangent. They make spyware. Don't trust them.
Yeah, don't. Or Spybot, whatever. None of those work well. No, Spybot does. The other one that pwns your computer.
True.
Hacksword.
Whoa!
Yeah, you don't want to be Hacksword, as Brandon said. Don't ever get Hacksword.
So, big show coming up on the 14th.
Mm-hmm.
No show going on right
now. Or next week.
Or next week.
Yeah. Hopefully a big show on the 14th.
Oh, yeah, hopefully. But again, we want as much feedback as possible up to and including then. So go ahead and join the Facebook group if you want, or just check it out.
Don't be afraid to call us and yell at us and make fun of us.
Please, yeah.
We're not that sensitive. Our feelings really can't be hurt that easily.
Right.
So.
And don't feel you need to be controversial. I mean, just because the...
Yeah, you can just call in and jibber-jabber.
Right. Jib-jab.
Jib-jab.
They make the things online with the singing people.
That's annoying.
It is kind of annoying, but it is.
Sometimes you pan over with your mouse and aim, and it just starts
singing.
Just
kicks in.
Yeah, and you don't even expect it, and it scares you and makes you mad because it's a bad song. Anyway.
Yeah, anyway.
Just a little rant there about that.
So that's happened to you, too.
Many, many times.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we had a call. We just had a banana call.
Ring, 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 ring. Banana phone.
I got a call about this song one time.
That was like the only call we got that night. We played the song and somebody finally called in.
Right.
I've got this feeling.
Should have prepared nanotechnology this time, but we'll do that on the 22nd.
Yep. Yeah, the 22nd.
Is that right?
We'll do discussing nano and then potentially
21st.
Pico technology.
Pico. Pico.
Peak.
Pico.
Pico. And we'll give you a cool website that you can check out, the Universal
Sagittarius
Terra
technology.
It could be awesome.
Pisces technology.
Nanotechnology. Change the world. Change life as you know it.
April 1st.
Happy Fool's
April
Day.
Fools on Sunday. What are you guys planning to do?
Nothing.
Callers?
Nothing.
Callers, we want to know what you're going to do. You're doing nothing?
We're not doing anything.
Anything over there, Brandon?
You know I got something planned.
I don't know yet. I haven't quite figured out all the details.
Fair enough.
I'm sure something will happen. Something happened last year, I believe. Involving a lot of toilet paper.
What was that? A lot.
I wasn't involved in that one.
That was fantastic.
Speaking of toilet paper, we're not getting any. What's up with that?
No, you can,
there's none
but
in the budget.
Oh, that's right. They didn't budget for TP.
They didn't budget for toilet paper.
And it seems like my roommates don't budget for TP either because I'm the only one who buys it.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I bought it.
Oh, you bought it.
I bought like 8 rolls.
8?
And I'm the one who steals from the can. I mean, I don't do that. I was referring to when I used some... In the restroom.
Sometimes you go to the restroom to use it because we don't have any.
Correct.
That's what you meant.
Yeah.
I think I refer that
as stealing because, you know, I would
Our beloved neighbors sometimes come and take our toilet paper.
Sometimes. They stole our plunger.
They did steal our plunger.
It hasn't been back.
We've only had to use it a couple times. I assume they need to use it more than we do.
We had to use it on our sink more than the toilet.
We did. Until we finally got a work order.
What did he do?
I think he just poured Grano down.
One of our roommates just said, like, he turned on the water and said, "What's the problem?"
No. He said he came in and asked what the problem was, and he said the right sink was clogged. And
Are you sure?
Said he did something and left. So I think he cleaned it because the sink works. It's
I didn't think he did
anymore.
Anything. I thought it just cleared out.
No, he doesn't have magical powers. He had to do something because the sink's fixed.
Well, if he had magical powers, he would have done something using magical powers.
You could have seen it.
I said he said did nothing.
Oh.
I said he's...
This is going nowhere.
I'm confused.
Now, I mean,
so
I have to compliment though Building and Property Services. People like to trash on them because of the snow and everything. They were they were snappy on that response. They got there the next day after I left that work order. So
it was pretty impressive.
Drain. I mean, they fixed it too. I mean, the drain works.
Yeah.
Still, nobody uses that sink because it's not really convenient. It's right next to the bathroom. You have to walk a whole nother couple
feet. And
it has
the holes in it instead of the actual drain.
Yeah, so it kind of like splashes. It's So the hair doesn't drain down it, which I guess is the idea.
The hair?
The multiple hairs don't drain down it. They get stuck.
Okay.
Which means you got to take a sponge and wipe it out. It's kind of gross. It's fun, though.
Ah, DNA.
You could take a lot of DNA from there.
Yeah. You'd still have DNA of losing hair.
Yeah, oil.
See, you know, I would like to change that, but I don't know how to edit my DNA structure.
You probably don't want to.
Why not?
What would you edit out? Edit in? It's not like Adobe Premiere.
I would change. No, I would. It's an INI file. I would change. I would just get rid of the whole losing hair thing.
Okay.
I prefer not to.
All right.
And they're coming out with really.
No, I think
they're coming
think
out with
cool.
really cool stuff. To replace the actual cells that you lose in like 2 years.
Well, so
Could
you grow mink fur out of your head?
Fur?
Mink fur.
Why would you fur?
Well, and then you could shave it and sell it.
Hair and fur are two different
things. Then you could shave it and sell it. Anyway, I think it's cool to lose hair because look at
what?
Look at Captain Picard, look at Patrick Stewart.
See, that's BS.
He's got that bald spot, but he shaves his hair
hey,
short.
Guess,
and you can
guess
just
what?
See it.
Guess
it looks
what?
Cool.
In the 24th century, they'd be able to do something about
maybe
hair
he
loss.
Does, maybe he doesn't want to. Maybe he likes the look. It's a fashion
maybe
statement.
Maybe balding is
cool.
Like, yeah, cool.
Well, you know what? Well, then he
debonair.
Would. Then he would be bald. He wouldn't be balding. He would be bald.
I
because I would understand that
bald.
People would get rid of hair in a really space age, space technology heavy age, because hair would get in the way. Mm-hmm. So bald is beautiful. That would work, but balding, you know, that would be out of style. He'd be like, you know, a rebel.
So the new cool thing to be bald.
Yeah, no, I can understand that. Mm-hmm. I mean, having huge flowing hair is just going to get in the way of doing things on a spaceship.
Like what? Like pushing buttons?
Right. What was that?
Never mind.
What
it's
were
not
you
on
playing?
There. No, I wasn't gonna. I was gonna play something, but it wasn't on there.
What were you gonna play?
Dun dun dun! It wasn't on there.
Oh,
though.
Okay. Well,
you loaded
it's on the wrong folder.
You changed the playlist. Oops! You got a cue.
There we go.
No.
I turned it off.
In any event, it's about that time.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. We got 1 minute. So give us a call, 5351.
If you want to make fun of us.
796-5351.
Thank you for that.
Or for your request, or WMT Radio at Gmail.
And thanks for being here.
Those of you who are here.
Brandon and all our listeners.
Yeah, Brandon. Thanks
especially
for
Brandon.
By.
It helps when there's another person here.
To interject.
And I'm glad we figured out the technology.
Yeah.
It was a little on-air fiasco for a while, but
yeah.
We figured it out.
It's all good now.
It is all good now. Brandon sums it up. It's all good
this
now.
This podcast will be available an hour after we're done. And we're done in about 20 seconds.
A whole hour.
Yes.
And that's that.
Or, well, maybe. Maybe not. iTunes might check it every, like, 6 hours. Another phone that does that.
All phones.
Gotta love it. Anyway, we are just at the top of the hour. And
there we go.
7 p.m.
o'clock.
Let's give you your weather, yeah?
We could.
Do you have the weather over there?
No.
Or do you want me to do the weather?
You do the weather.
Okay, I'll do the weather.
No, I'll do the weather.
I'll do the weather.
All right.
Internet Explorer, brought to you by Internet Explorer. Today's weather for Grantham, PA, 17027, 56 degrees. Feels like 56 degrees. Partly cloudy out. Humidity 37%. Visibility 10 miles. Further than I'm going to walk. Tonight, showers late. Low of 41. Tomorrow, showers. High of 52. Tomorrow night, showers. Early on tomorrow night, low of 50. So a lot of showers.
Yeah, a lot of showering. You don't even have to take a shower. You just go outside. It's all showering.
That was and with that, Oh, you know what? Let's play our closing song.
We do have
if
one.
If I can find it. We have one, don't we?
It's always based on if Mac can find it or not. You never know. Brandon, I can hear you playing with your cell phone.
I'll find it.
I apologize.
I don't have to even see it. I can hear the boop every time you mess with it. Here we go.
Okay. It's been a great show.
It's been a awesome show. Gossam.
Thank you for letting me on, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Great
Brandon.
To have you.
Anytime.
Feel free to come in next time if you want.
You don't have to.
To weigh in.
We accept guests if you want to be a guest.
Yeah, if you want to come by and be a guest. Oh, I was just thinking. We were recommended to have a representative from the school be on the show. Balance things out with the Equality Right thing.
So
we can have them come over. Be
if
in
you
the
are
next room
position,
or something.
In a position of that ability, power.
Yep.
Come over.
Also, if your name is Jeff
Rezik. Just email us at WMDradio@gmail.com.
Or check out our Facebook group.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is to everybody.
WMD Radioactive Facebook group.
Right.
Good times.
And look for our podcast, WMD.podomatic.com.
Until next time.
See you on the inner tube. So, and I just want to let you know that next time we're going to have a special thing. And we've never had it before. And that is that we're going to have a special... It's hard to explain, but basically it has to do with the color.